Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 37. Racine police are looking for a man who forced his way into a home Saturday and sexually assaulted a 69-year-old woman. Lieutenant Al Day says the home invasion happened just before 5 o'clock Saturday morning in the 1200 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. He said investigators are looking for a light-skinned black male about 5 feet 10 inches tall. They are also asking anyone with information to contact the Racine Police Department Investigation Unit or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. A metal detector and security screening process was implemented in the past year at the Racine County Courthouse, just like the one at the Law Enforcement Center across the street. But additional security-related changes are still being considered at both facilities. During a recent meeting with the Government Services Committee, Judge John Jude, who chaired the Courthouse Security Committee, said the transition of upgrading security went smoothly. He noted that closed-circuit monitoring will be added to the overall plan for securing the two facilities.
That'll be going into the buildings, both the courthouse and LEC. And again, that is seen as a significant but necessary improvement. We've restricted access to certain areas of the courthouse. This is, again, some other things that we're working on to look at access points.
Away from downtown, Judge Jude mentioned security needs outside the Child Support Court in the Cornwolf Center on Taylor Avenue based on an uptick in related problems. The committee was also told of the continuing need to protect jurors and witnesses. Judge Jude saying if the money were available, a parking ramp should be built next to the courthouse. There will definitely be a new look to the Racine Common Council after the election in April, with two of the incumbents deciding not to seek re-election. First came word that Jim Kaplan had decided against another term in the 4th District, and now it turns out that Ron Hart will not seek a 12th term in the 14th District. The even-numbered districts are up in the spring, with January 5th the deadline to submit nominating papers. The remaining incumbents have indicated they will seek re-election. The director of the Environmental Health Laboratory at the City of Racine Health Department is Julie Kinselman, and her expertise on water quality is why the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Office of Coastal Zone Management is compensating the city $5,000. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox told the Finance Committee recently that Dr. Kinselman is in high demand in Illinois, as well as other parts of Wisconsin, Kenosha, and Milwaukee, among the closer locations.
We do consulting work in various places in the state of Wisconsin, but for the laboratory staff and the work that Dr. Kinselman has done is internationally recognized. And so this is just another alternative for revenue for us.
It's not unusual for Dr. Kinselman to be invited by other countries to offer expertise or speaking at gatherings on water quality issues. Drivers in Wisconsin are paying about the same this week as last Monday for gasoline. According to AAA, the state's average price for regular is $1.92, unchanged from a week ago and down 38 cents in the past month. The lowest average prices were found in the Janesville-Beloit area at $1.86, while La Crosse showed the highest average price at $1.99. Prices in the 170s continue to be found at some stations here in southeast Wisconsin. Today is your last opportunity to be part of the strategic planning process for the University of Wisconsin system through an online survey that ends at midnight. Gauging public opinion on common ideals was the goal of the survey. Ideas identified by more than a dozen listening sessions held around the state, including UW Parkside. After that gathering in Kenosha, System President Ray Cross said the breakout sessions touched on a number of issues, like aligning the entire education system in Wisconsin with a need to produce a workforce prepared for existing jobs, but also ready to learn about the jobs of the future. The UW System survey remains online today at wisconsin.edu/strategic-planning. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.